Greetings, everybody, and welcome back to the Forge D20 podcast. I am your Forge Master, Zach Coldiron, and before we go ahead and get started with this episode of Thrones, I want to give a special shout-out to our Arcanium Levels sponsor. Our sponsor for this month is NEGDAWG Championship Wrestling. And tomorrow, NEGDAWG Championship Wrestling has their premier event on January 25th at 5 p.m. There's a bit of a pre-show. At 7 p.m., the wrestling action will begin. And at 9 p.m., there is an after party. So make sure that you guys go to the link in the description below where you can purchase your tickets for the event. If you use code FORGER, you are able to get 20% off of your order. So make sure you guys use code FORGER in the link in the description below. And go follow NEGDAWG Championship Wrestling on their Facebook. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's get into our episode of Thrones.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Forge D20's campaign, Thrones. I am Hunter Gross, joined once again by my best friend, Zach, and my brother, Parker. And we are here once again to present our favorite story, our favorite campaign, or at least my favorite. We have a lot of good stuff, but I like this one. Selfishly.
Same.
But welcome back. It's been a while. Last episode, we left off with the party returning from their adventures with Hathron. Having secured his alliance, they've now returned back to the town of Fendowen. Excuse me. It's been a while. And now that they've returned, they see that the town has organized a proper militia with the leadership of Aelin Khazarn. They met with two of Aelin's most trusted individuals in the militia, Stern Stargleam and Tora of the Stored Mountain Tabaxi tribe. Now, during their time back here at the town, they saw that the town has begun to put up some defensive walls. They started to have patrols on the outskirts of the town and its domain. You also noticed that there was a lot of patrols within the city. A fair number of people have decided to join the militia and help in the fight against the dragon, or defending the town at the least. In addition, they were given a few rewards from Niven and from the Maester for completing a few quests for them, and obviously for their good deeds. The party at the end, however, ended up meeting once again with Lady Adabra at the mill, had their fortunes told to them, a few signs and omens, and the party decided to head back to the Stonehill Inn for some drinks, which is where we'll be picking up. Alistair, Hathron, and Daedalus, you are approaching back to the town, heading to the central courtyard. To the east, you see the Stonehill Inn. You can hear merriment going on inside, a fair amount of people. The lights are on. You can smell the food cooking. You can get the scent of a little bit of ale on the air as well. And as you guys approach, you see that although there's a fair few people at the inn, there's still a fair few people walking around. You can see a few patrols here and there, and you notice that Aelin's over by the guards' barracks. Is there anything you need to do before you go inside? Any last minute things before you head in there? Just as a reminder.
No, I think Alistair's all good here, man.
All right. Well, as you guys head in, you see before you the very familiar sight of Stonehill Inn. You see this two featured floors, second floor featuring rooms that are of rent and vacancy, which obviously three of you have a room here. In addition, you see at the ground floor level, many different tables that are open to sit at, and a very fair amount of people inside. I would say it's about a good three quarters of the way full, but there's still plenty of room for you. There's room at the bar top. You see a few familiar faces. Is there any thing in particular you'd like to do? Is there anywhere you'd like to sit? Would you like to go back to the room? Perhaps sit at the table or at the bar top?
Alistair's just going to go straight to the bar top and find a couple empty seats. If there's not enough room, he'll try to look for some free chairs that are around and make sure that, you know, he sits with his party mates.
Okay. Hathron's gonna find a table in like a back corner that's mm-hmm. like facing the door, and he's gonna sit there because he's probably uncomfortable being in here, and so he doesn't want to be in the middle of everything, but he also wants to be able to see if anything happens.
Okay. All right. Well, then Hathron, you take the lead. You immediately lead the party over to a table as you described. There's one in the backside. Give me one moment. I'm trying to see if I have a map for the inside of Stonehill Inn. I don't believe I do, so I'll have to mock one up in the future just for that. But let me go ahead and move our token here on the screen. Memento. All right. You guys make your way inside, and you find your table in this nestled little corner. It's not quite dimly lit, but it's not as openly lit as the central dining tables. You guys sort of have this little booth off to the corner. And as you sit down, a server heads over to the table, an elf woman, about a little higher than average height. She's about 5'8", has auburn-colored hair, has a bit of a curl to it. As she approaches the table, she nods, greets the party. Ah, welcome. My name is Aurelia. Have you eaten here before? I haven't seen you.
I think we've been here once. I was a little plastered, though, weren't we, Daedalus?
More than a little plastered. We were positively shit-faced.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Well, if you gentlemen are in mood for drinks again, we have plenty available on tap, as you well know then. We do have some food. Tonight we are making mutton. And we also have a vegetable soup, as well as fresh baked bread that is available, and artisan bread. Is there anything in particular that maybe suits you?
Actually, yes, there is something that suits my interest. The last time we were here, we were given something called Death's Touch? Death's Touch, yes. It was the most strong alcohol I think has ever tasted my lips, and I would like to again devour this.
Daedalus's eyes widen as you say the name of the Death Touch. He remembers. Not again. Know your limits, Starheart.
Oh, again.
Let's not overdo it this time.
You forget it takes again. A little bit more for elves like me to get drunk.
Hathron busts out in laughter.
Daedalus turns and looks at him.
Did he just laugh? I don't think I've ever heard this before.
The day an elf knows how to drink is the day I have four arms.
Oh yeah? That sounds like a challenge there, Hathron.
I guess today is the day then.
Do you want one, Daedalus?
Well then.
Because I will order you one too.
I'd very much like to see Hathron grow four arms. So yes. Or grow two in this case. But yes. Let's get it going then.
Absolutely. Let the party begin. We also might need some... You said you had fresh baked bread as well, ma'am. We might need that because I think we're going to be absolutely fucking... What do the kids say nowadays? Yoked?
What is mutton? Mutton is a lamb, right?
Yes.
All right. Hathron looks at the waitress and said, about the mutton, bring me the whole fucking lamb.
Her eyes get wide. Will there be anything else for the party at the table? Anything else? Daedalus looks at her. I will take a rack of ribs of the mutton, of the lamb. Separate from his. She nods. And bread for you then?
Yes.
Looking
please.
At Alistair. Very well. I will return with that and your drinks very soon. She walks away. Daedalus looks at Alistair and looks at Atheron. You do understand. Alistair, we were completely blackout drunk last time.
Yeah, but we had a nice heart to heart last time, didn't we not? We could use some camaraderie with our new ally here.
Yes. I want to see the depths this elf is willing to go to prove a point.
Well, Daedalus looks at Alistair. I don't think you can outdrink him, Darkheart. I really don't. I think that is folly.
Nah, who gives a shit? Let's get shit-faced and then we can get back to work tomorrow. Let's have a good time. It's been a bit since we've had that.
Very well. I guess after this, hopefully I'm not too shit-faced so I can have a nice bath. It's been quite some time since we've had an actual shower or bathe ourselves properly. Weeks. You probably stink to high hell.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I never thought about that. He catches a fly that's just flying around him. Oh, do I smell that bad?
Daedalus looks at you and you see like a swarm of them around Daedalus. Ooh. I think so. You reek.
Well, if I ever try considering putting myself out there, I guess tonight's not the night, huh?
No, by all means. You should hit on the waitress. Oh. I'm sure she'd be thrilled.
Yeah, more like disgusted.
As you say this, an aroma fills your senses. Something roasted over a course of an entire day, slowly over a fire. You can smell the sizzling of this lamb, the entire lamb, as you see the barkeep and the waitress carrying both hands, the both of them on either side, an entire lamb to the table that has been cooked. They look over at you, Hathron. The lamb for you, sir.
Very
the
good.
Barkeep says. They hand the lamb over to you. It's quite sizable. It's a good 3 feet, 4 feet in length, and it weighs a good 100 pounds. Quite large. It's been shed of its fur. It's got the skin still on it, but it's nice roasted and it's got a nice crisp to it. After this, you see another server come over with a basket of bread and a rack of mutton for Daedalus, as well as your drinks. They bring over 3 mugs of completely filled ale, compliments of the barkeep, and they bring over an entire bottle of Death's Touch with 3 shot glasses.
Wonderful. How much is this going to cost us?
The barkeep looks at you and he goes, why don't we just add it to the tab? It's already running from last time. No?
Alistair kind of has a... he goes blank for a second.
You know, I was so fucking drunk, I don't remember. Let's just assume it's we do then.
It's on the maester, Alistair.
Oh. Was I that fucked up last time? I forgot about that too.
It's the maester's tab.
Oh,
by all means, add it to the tab.
Fuck.
In fact, bring us out a second lamb. The barkeep's eyes get wide. A second lamb. A second lamb. Did I stutter?
Look at him.
He's going to need a second lamb. One is not enough. The barkeep nods. He laughs a little bit and nods. Very well. I will be back with a second. The rest of the staff leave with him. Daedalus looks at Hathron. A second lamb.
We may even need a third. Hathron starts tearing into the lamb. Like a fucking wild animal.
Oh my god. We're just walking through and go flying. Just teeth. Yeah, just teeth and hands. He's like ripping legs off of the body, eating it like a drumstick. Daedalus is snapping ribs off here and there and chomping into the ribs. Alistair, how are you eating the bread as you witness the carnage in front of you?
Yeah, it's like very daintily pulls it apart into small pieces and just puts it in his mouth.
He's fork and knifing the bread.
No, he's not. He's using his hands. He knows how to eat fucking bread, okay?
He's got a fork and knife and a pair of tweezers, and he's
this is some good bread.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you and the women enjoy the bread very much.
Why would you even bring up the women? That doesn't make sense, Daedalus.
Perhaps we should get him a glass of milk.
Yes, with a glass of milk.
If you're going to try to poke fun at me, can you at least make some fucking sense?
No.
Daedalus looks at Hathoron. He doesn't know. No, you know the entire realm thinks that elves are nothing but milk drinkers.
Who the fuck said that? And I'm not even a full elf, you fucking twat!
Well then, there's only one way to prove it.
Drink right now. Have it.
Alistair Daedalus drinks.
Goes, no. Daedalus puts his hand out. One moment. He pours a shot of Death's Touch into the shot glass and takes that shot glass and puts it into the mug of ale, drops it right in there. Daedalus then motions his hand to it. Well, go on. You're not a milk drinker, are you?
By the fucking nine, I am not. And he takes the handle, downs it.
You chug it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, I want you to do a constitution. You got to do a constitution check. It's a little bit higher because you did the shot with it too.
I rolled with disadvantage because Alistair is definitely boasting.
Roll, the first roll and that's is a one. So, Alistair, you begin chugging this drink, and as you're chugging the alcohol, you can feel it kind of spilling out the sides of your lips a little bit down to your shirt, and it's kind of getting that whole area just covered in the ale and the mixture of the Death Touch. But as you're drinking this, you're still getting a fair amount in. You're watching Daedalus' eyes get wide, and you hear him chug, chug, chug as you're pumping through this drink. And as you finally down it, immediately you get a head rush, and you feel a shivering cold that runs down your throat, into your belly, and then out to the ends of your extremities. And as this happens, you immediately feel this numbing effect to your face. Your eyes droop a little bit, even sag. Daedalus looks at you. Well, how was it?
It's so good, Daedalus. It's so good. He tries to lift his hand and put a piece of bread in his mouth, and it just falls on the floor.
Daedalus smirks. Well then. Daedalus pours another shot glass, another and another. Daedalus takes his shot glass and dumps it into his drink. He looks at Hathoron. And he motions to do the same. Are you okay with this, Hathoron? He's going to drop the shot glass with the Death Touch.
I will do the same, yes.
Drops that in there. Daedalus. Oh. And Daedalus hands a tiny shot glass with Death's Touch over to Alistair, because he's already had the full mug. Daedalus lifts his mug to cheers, a toast.
Alistair slowly grabs his shot glass and raises it. Ooh, what are we toasting to, Daedalus?
Hathoron completely interrupts, and he, at the not yelling, but loud, because he's big, to dead orcs!
Daedalus says the same to dead orcs.
Fuck he those orcs. Alistair drops the shot glass and it spills.
Daedalus and Hathoron need to roll constitution checks. This is Daedalus. Oh.
That's tough.
Bing bong.
So immediately, you see Daedalus, his eyes get real wide, and you hear him go, after he downs his drink, immediately he's coughing. He's trying to catch his breath. You can see this sort of chill hit his body. You see him kind of shiver. And Hathron, you feel nothing. It was tasty. Right. It was a nice drink. You just down it. You and Daedalus down it about the same speed, but have completely different reactions. You see Daedalus start rubbing the sides of his head. Oh, I forgot about that.
Daedalus, you're just as fucked up as me.
Daedalus looks at you. I can have another. I'm not that fucked up yet, but I can get there.
Is that a challenge?
I
can get there too, Daedalus. I can get there too, and walk to my room after that. Can you walk after that? I don't think you can, Daedalus.
What about Hathron? How do you feel? He looks over at Hathron.
Next time, the next orc camp I raid, I will bring you back something very special.
Is it grog?
You will most certainly not feel the way you're feeling now.
Daedalus looks over at the server. He waves his hand over. They come over. Daedalus kind of leans in. Get us a small barrel, a cask, perhaps, of ale for him. And another refill on this mug here. And he looks at Alistair. Alistair, do you want one? A refill?
Yeah.
I think I'm okay. He looks at the waitress. Could you send some more bread, please?
She looks over at you. Sir, you haven't finished the first basket.
I need more bread.
Very well. She heads off, comes back a few moments later with more bread, handing it to Alistair and handing Daedalus a mug of ale and an entire cask with the cork popped for Hathron. She slides it over to him. Daedalus motions his mug to Hathron's cask and goes to cheers with it.
Hathron fucking cheers is that bitch. And he pats Alistair on the head. And then takes a swig. He's not going to throw it all back, but he's going to take a swig.
Daedalus chugs this one. He chugs it. He's going to do another constitution saving throw. This time with disadvantage. This is numero uno.
Alistair looks at the bottle. He looks at Daedalus. Looks at the bottle again. Looks at Hathron. He's just very slowly and casually going to slide it over. Do you guys want to see something that might be really good? He pours it in a shot glass. And he dips a piece of bread into the fucking the Death's Touch and eats it.
He does it all, like, drunk and sloppily, so he's just smacking the bread, and it's just splashing the fucking liquid everywhere.
My dad almost never told me that. Alcohol is just good. Mm.
Sir, I think you might have reached your limits.
No.
Daedalus is looking a little inebriated himself. No.
Hathron slams his hands down on the table and says, where the fuck is the second lamb? As he's already finished the first one.
As you scream out, where's the fucking second lamb? You hear the waitress, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming! And they come running back out with the second lamb freshly roasted. This time even a little bit more crisp than the last one, it seems, and a little bit more heavily seasoned. They bring it out and they slide it over to Hathron. Daedalus sees it slide by and he goes, oh yes! I forgot the rack of ribs. Then he goes back to cracking the ribs open and digging into them himself. And he holds one out to Alistair as he's eating one of his own. Do you want one? And he starts tearing into it.
Absolutely. By the way, can you not yell? My head hurts, Hathron. And he fucking bites into the rib.
Well, if your ears weren't so large and pointy.
They're not large. They're the size of normal people ears. They're just pointy.
But pointy, but pointy nonetheless. Our pixie friend seems to be fairly inebriated.
No pixie. The ladies love my pointy ears. That's what my mom told me.
And that was one that popped up.
Oh. Mommy's boy, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I loved my mother. She loved me too.
I never knew my mother. He starts putting his head into the table.
Oh, there, there, Daedalus. He pats him. He reaches over and pats him on the shoulder. You'll find someone to call mommy one day, Daedalus. I promise.
What does that even mean?
What does that? Daedalus looks at Alistair. Do you really mean that?
I do.
One day.
I do. And Alistair starts to fucking tear up.
Daedalus tears up as well. He goes, I can drink to that, brother. Cheers to that. And he pours himself another glass of Death's Touch. Alistair does. He pours a little one for you. Cheers.
Fucking cheers. And one day, another
finding
one.
A mommy. And he fucking downs it. Oh my. Hatheron, did you want one as well?
Hatheron's gonna pour one.
Disadvantage, Alistair.
I did. I rolled a fucking
but
six.
But he's not gonna have it yet. He's
I'm poisoned already, so.
Oh, Daedalus fails a four.
I know that pain.
You see Daedalus down this, and Daedalus has a hiccup. I think I went too far. And he looks over at Hatheron, and Hatheron, you can literally see like little Tweety birds just flying around Daedalus's head. His head's all spinning. I need to lay down. Here seems nice. And he puts his head, and as soon as he says that, his head just slams into the table and right into his like freshly destroyed rack of ribs and scraps everywhere, and his face is just in the plate. He's out. Daedalus is out.
I survived Alistair. Longer than Daedalus. And Alistair's head plops on the table.
Immediately right into the bread. The bread basket, bread gets flung everywhere. Your glass is knocked on the ground. Hatheron, you're sitting there with your second lamb fresh in front of you. And they just, you watch as the two of them pass out in front of you. But then you get the scent of the lamb and your eyes turn back to it.
Yeah, I start tearing into that fucker. I'm laughing. He's eating and laughing. He's having a great time. He's sipping on his little keg. Still got that shot on deck, but he's not doing it yet. Not yet.
He's got a nice buzz going. He's feeling great.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
He's riding the edge.
Right at a 1.2.
He's blown a 1.2.
0.12. Not too much, not too little. Right on the edge, bubs.
Right on the edge.
I am in control of the liquor. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am in control of the liquor. Okay. As this happens, a good 30 minutes goes by. A waitress comes up and she comes over to you, Hatheron, and she very, very nonchalantly, sir, could you perhaps, when you're finished, that is, because you're still kind of, are you still finishing the food? It's been about half an hour. Are you done with the food?
The food is done.
She looks at you. She goes, when you're ready at your nearest convenience, could you perhaps take the two of them to their room upstairs? We have a policy here about drunkards sleeping at the table, you see. She kind of just shrugs her shoulders.
Okay.
I'm not sleeping. Alistair fucking raises his hand and then it drops.
Well, perhaps the one drunkard, then.
No, I'm definitely drunk.
Very well. When you are ready, then you and your non-inebriated friend need to get your sleeping friend and go upstairs. Or wake up. We can't have you sleeping out here. This is not the hotel. This is an inn. There's a place for that. And she points up at the stairs to the room.
Okay. Sure. Fucking random lady. Whatever.
I'm an employee here. I have rights. I'm just enforcing the rules. Daedalus starts to grumble and move.
Don't you know who you're talking to here? You're talking to the Lord of the Vale.
I'm
a future Lord of the Vale.
I've told you time and time again, Daedalus, I am no fucking lord.
He sounds so whiny. Who wouldn't want this?
He called me whiny. I'm not whiny.
Hadron, do me a favor.
Kill him?
Huh?
Yes. Kill me.
Hathron's gonna get up and grab Alistair and throw him over his shoulder.
You're successful. I'm not even gonna make you do anything. You just arm right over here.
He's kicking his legs and like punching fucking Hathron's chest, letting me
put he's gonna
me down, you silly oaf.
He's gonna grab like pull Daedalus up so he's standing.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to see if he can walk. If he can't walk, Hathron's also going to pick him up. He's going to throw him over top of Alistair.
All right, I'm going to roll a Constitution saving throw again to see if he can do this. No, he cannot.
Okay.
You go to stand, you see him stumble for a second, he goes, I'm good, you know, I'm fine.
Grab you and toss you right on top of Alistair on my shoulder.
You throw Daedalus right over your shoulder, right on top of Alistair. Alistair, you're laying there kicking and screaming at Hathron to let you go, and immediately you're crushed by the weight of Daedalus being thrown on top of you, and Daedalus is just completely limp.
Fuck.
Oh, hello, Alistair.
You fat fucking bastard.
You're calling me fat.
Compared to me, you're crushing me.
Alistair's eyeballs are beginning to pop out of his eyes. Well, his eye, rather.
Yeah, his eye's popping out of his head.
It'll take you both upstairs.
You're taking us up the stairs, and as you're taking us up the stairs, Daedalus is arguing with Alistair, I am not fat. I am big-boned. I have lots of scales. They weigh a lot.
Well, do the ladies like how big boned you are, Daedalus?
You know what? I bet they would. I bet they would like how big boned I am in many ways. But not for you to find out. Atheron, take me to the bathroom. To the shower.
No, I'm showering first. I got crushed half to death by you.
Daedalus grumbles as Hathron, you enter the room. What do you do? You just throw them on the floor?
I toss them both on the floor.
Screw
immediately.
You.
I kick the door open, toss them both on the floor, and walk out.
We're gonna play Boulder Parchment Shears for whoever gets in the shower first, Daedalus.
Daedalus is just laying there, his eyes staring up the ceiling. He's all sprawled out and twisted from being thrown. All right. How am I going to know what you throw if I'm not looking at you?
Alistair starts crawling towards the fucking shower. Stealthily.
Roll at disadvantage.
Oh yeah, natural one, baby.
As you start moving towards the shower, Daedalus's head turns a little bit and his eyes widen.
Daedalus should have to roll a perception check, disadvantage.
Alright, perception check, disadvantage in case he rolls a one.
That'd be funny if he did.
No, he no. sees. Oh. Daedalus sees, and immediately as he sees, Daedalus, oh, I do not think so, Darkarth. And he reaches over and attempts to grab Alistair by the ankle and pull him back towards him, and now he's trying to crawl towards the door as well. So let's see if he can grab Alistair.
Alright.
I'm gonna roll a strength check, and then roll me a... Yeah, you roll me one as well. Or you can do dex, yeah.
Of four.
Four? Let's see what I get. Strength is plus four for Daedalus. Daedalus wins. An 11 plus four. So you try to get away, and you like pick your foot, and you're like, let go of me! And Daedalus just pulls you back towards him, and now you're about equidistant, like shoulders apart from each other at the same length, and he's crawling towards the shower as well, trying to beat you there. Not this time. I'll be first. And he starts trying to get there. He feels like he's going a million miles per hour. He's going really slow. He's just across the floor. Go ahead and roll me. You do dex and Daedalus to do strength. We're gonna see who gets there first.
Damn, man, six.
Three plus four versus a six.
Seven. No. And then,
so Daedalus gets ahead of you, and he's just outside the shower doors. The door isn't quite open. He's reaching up to the door handle. He turns it. He starts to kind of slouch in, and you have a moment to reach out and steal it from him. You have a moment to pull him back.
Cast a spell. Right,
he casts friends as he touches him. Daedalus, will you be so kind and let me shower first? Please?
What's the save? What's the save?
For the duration, you have advantage on charisma checks directed at one creature of your choice that okay, isn't so, hostile towards you.
Alright, so you can roll a charisma check against Daedalus.
So because I'm drunk, do I get advantage on this, which cancels out my disadvantage?
Yeah.
Alright. Rock on. And I'm just rolling what? Persuasion?
Yeah.
13.
Daedalus turns and looks at you. You see it. At first, he looks at you with disgust. You see, he looks at you and he kind of like looks down at the ground. No. And then he fucking shoves you and then goes into the shower first.
You fucking asshole.
He locks the door behind him. You hear him in there? How the fuck am I going to get in here? You hear him struggling just to get in there. Some time goes by. Daedalus sloppily stumbles out of the shower and falls onto the nearest cot. He's out. Alistair, you follow right after. The water's still quite warm. And you're able to take a shower as well. During this time, is there anything you need to do before you pass out?
Mm.
Or want to do? And then we'll go to Hathron. Mm.
No, I'm good.
All right. Alistair, you have a nice refreshing bath. You have not bathed in weeks. You come out and you're like clean like a baby's bottom. And you smell like lavender. You come out and you feel awesome. Renewed. Moments later, you stumble over to the cot and boom! Planted out. Ice cold. Done. You and Daedalus are done for the night. However, we're approaching the wee hours of the night, about 2 or 3 in the morning. Hathron, you're downstairs. The barkeep, you're sitting still in your spot. The barkeep himself has come over to you. You're one of the only few patrons left, and he comes over and lets you know. He just kind of leans in. We're doing final rounds. Is there anything that you'd like?
Hathron's going to take that shot he left out.
All right, go ahead and roll me a Constitution saving throw.
Button.
Or check's fine. 10? Hathron.
How do you do a saving? Oh, fuck.
You can do the saving throw. Go ahead and roll the saving throw.
Let me see. I want to take the high.
Oh, you have a 7. Well, you have a plus 7 to this.
We're going to go with the check.
Okay. I will do this. I will, because you rolled a 5 originally. We'll add the 7 to the 5 rather than the plus 5, so it's a 12.
All right.
Fair?
Yeah.
All right. So with a 12, you just barely pass, thanks to your constitution and how you've handled the last few rounds, and you haven't gotten any more than a buzz yet. You feel a little bit more of a tingle, though, this time. You feel this same cold sensation, ice cold down your esophagus to your belly. And as this liquid makes contact with the rest of whatever's sitting in there, you feel this chill reach out to all your extremities, and you feel this shiver go up your spine to the back of your skull. And for a moment, you can see this like frosty fog leave your lip. You feel really good. A nice 0.13, 0.14 even. You're almost there.
Very good. Hathron is gonna say, "No, I'm fine. Get up and go outside. And find a spot to sleep that's not under a roof."
Okay. Give me one moment. Hathron, as you head outside, you can see there's not a soul in the streets beyond a lone patrol. Two men walking side by side, with a lantern between the two of them. They're kind of patrolling the streets. They see you. They kind of give you a nod. They're familiar enough. They saw you with Aelin. They give you a nod as you're looking for a place to rest. And you see just outside of the Shrine of Luck, just to the west of it, I'll ping it on your map, there's a small hill right here. You see right there, you were looking for a place under the stars, correct?
Yeah.
Nice little open hill with a nice hilltop. Completely unbothered. Nobody there. You've got your rucksack with you, with your belongings. And you head up to this hill. As you're up there, you get a very good view of the town. You can pretty much see every corner up and down. You can see a few lights still on in a few houses. You can see in the abandoned manor on the northeastern side of town that there's no activity there, but you can see a small sort of campfire behind it. You can see that the barracks, there's still movement within the barracks. There's many different patrols that are still going around doing things. And you can occasionally hear wind chimes or chatter of some cattle here and there. And as you look up at the stars, you can see there's so many in the night sky on this evening. You begin to kind of wonder about the omen that was foretold of you, the constellation of the Conqueror, your future, your fate. As you're looking around, is there anything in particular that you're thinking of in this moment before I move on?
As he's looking up at the stars, the first thing he thinks of is his mother and where she might be, like in the heavens or whatever. And then he thinks of his brother and what he would have become had he lived, or if he somehow managed to survive the fire. And then he immediately after that thinks of his father and where his father could possibly be, and he becomes incredibly angry to the point where he smacks himself, well, punches himself in the forehead 4 or 5 times to stop thinking about it, to try to go to sleep. And then he's going to kind of like turn over onto his side to stop looking at the stars and just try to force himself to go to bed.
That's wrong. As you turn over, you turn to the south. You can see in the distance, as far as you can see, is the windmill. But just over the windmill, you see the stars once more. just cresting your eye vision, but as you're looking, you can see them disappearing, almost in rows. Inch by inch across your vision, this black fog, this cloud, rolling over the stars. And as this cloud gets closer and closer, you can feel the wind begin to pick up around you. You feel the grass beginning to sway and move from south to north. You feel the dreads of your hair even being moved by it. And a sudden arctic, like cold, the temperature dropped immediately. You see, not only that, the windmill has stopped moving. Can you roll me your choice of a perception, nature, or survival?
Ooh, fuck. I'll go survival.
All right. Wow. Fuck,
what a legend.
As soon as you see these signs, you immediately know what that means. The dragon has come. Your danger senses immediately kick in. Fight or flight response, adrenaline rush. The hairs on your arms stand on end, and you feel this immediate rush of heat through your body, that orcish rage. You channel that anger, and you immediately shoot up out of your borderline sleep. You are wide awake. What is it that you'd wish to do in this moment?
Hathron's going to look around, try to see if he can see a guard, but he's also going to be yelling, "Sound the alarm, the dragon, sound the alarm!"
As you stand up at the top of this hill and you shout out, "The dragon has come, sound the alarm." As you shout this, you see a few of the guards that are walking around. One or two stop and turn and listen to you. Their eyes get wide. They speak to each other for a moment. And you see one drop the lantern. It splatters onto the ground. Fire begins to kind of dust around onto this dirted paved road. And it goes out fairly quickly. But you watch as that guard starts running to the nearest part of the courtyard near the Shrine of Luck. You see them immediately start grabbing this bell and start ringing it. Gung, 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 gung. You start hearing many different noises. People moving around, rustling. Panic. You hear a few screams even in the dead of the night from the bell, just the knowing of what it means. And as soon as this starts going on, you look back to the south to see. And not only do you see this black cloud, you see in the distance a silhouetted form cresting just north of that cloud line. You can see the stars, light, and the moonlight reflecting off this being. And just for a moment, the light hits it just right. You see the silver-shrouded form of the dragon. And its descent has come to the city of Phandalin. But we will pick up next week from that exact spot. The dragon's attack on the city of Phandalin, or town of Phandalin, with two of the party members completely inebriated, blackout drunk. Hathron, you're not inebriated, but major disadvantage because you need to go and find Alistair and Daedalus quickly and you need to rally the guard. So a bit of an uphill battle, a surprise attack from the dragon. But I want to go ahead and thank everybody for listening. Thank you all for your continued support. We appreciate you very much. Check us out on Patreon. Check us out on Instagram, our YouTube channel, and of course on Spotify, where a lot of people are listening to us. It's where I listen to the podcast actually, is on Spotify. So if that means anything. But anyways, thank you all for being here. And thank you, Zach. And thank you, Parker. I appreciate you all so much. We love you all. And take it easy.
Take it easy. Also, before we leave, I want to give a special shout out to our patrons, Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochialone, and Anakin Gross. And then shout out to our Arcanium level sponsor, Negdog Championship Wrestling. All right. Love you guys. Take it easy.
Take it easy.